I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, we revisit some of our favorite stories from the past 27 years. But now it's time for Charlie Pierce. And you know what? I think I'm going to step aside in favor of a voice you might not have heard for a while.
I'm Bill Littlefield, and I haven't hosted Only a Game since July 2018. In those days, of course, you could go to the ballpark and see a game. But we thought it might be fun for me to talk to Charlie Pierce one last time on the show, and I bet it will be. Hello, Charlie.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
See, it's fun already.
Hi, Bill.
All right, I'm going to toss out a couple of my favorites among the things that you and I have discussed in the past, and you make of them what you will. First of all, you remember the guy who blew through his money in a West Virginia casino and then left the tables to rob a bank so he'd have some more money and could continue gambling there?
Yeah, he went and somehow neglected to remember that everything in a casino is on tape. Not to mention the fact that everyone at the bank is on tape.
We've discussed a lot of racehorses over the course of the program. Certainly none less illustrious than Zippy Chippy, right?
Oh, he's the best. Are you kidding? First of all, he ran 100 races and didn't win any of them.
Exactly right.
His owner had attained him by trading a pickup truck for him.
Yep.
And not only was Zippy Chippy a loser, he was not a very lovable loser. He would bite things.
And ultimately, he got himself tossed off the lowest of low racetracks by failing to leave the gate.
After you've lost 100 races, what's the point?
I have to give him credit for that. I've been thinking about how the sports landscape has changed since you and I first talked on Only a Game 27 years ago. Of course, at that point, neither the Red Sox nor the Cubs had won the World Series in anybody's lifetime. It's kind of nice, don't you think, that both of us have lived to see that?
Not only that, but the internet wasn't really a factor. There really wasn't any fantasy sports, per se. Mm-hmm. The boom in women's sports hadn't really happened yet. If there's any development that we track most closely and that I'm proudest of, is that we track the rise of women's sports.
Absolutely, I agree. WNBA, of course, women's pro soccer, but a tremendous rise in college and university scholarship opportunities for female athletes as well. So all of that and more.
Title IX works, okay? Let's never forget that.
The Tampa Rays, the Milwaukee Brewers, the San Diego Padres, the Colorado Rockies, the Seattle Mariners, and the Texas Rangers are Major League Baseball teams that still haven't won a World Series. Do you find yourself rooting for one of them in this truncated season?
Oh, of course, because my other hometown, Milwaukee. And, you know, as someone who, in college, used to go to the old Tin Pot County Stadium, my first Brewers game, I was sitting in the bleachers, and a guy walked up to our group, and he had a wooden, one of those old wooden milk crates filled with crushed ice, and all you could see was the tops of beer bottles. And he asked us a question I have never been asked at the ballpark before or since. How many do you need? And I decided that I had gone to college in the right place. So yes, I am, even though they now play in a, you know, a pleasure dome, I am rooting for the Brewers to do it.
Charlie, we have also talked from time to time about athletes and activism. There's no question that current events have altered the conversation on that topic spectacularly. Even since Colin Kaepernick became a free agent, couldn't land a job in the NFL, and found new work as an activist. Are you surprised, encouraged, mystified, all of the above, any of them, by what's going on in terms of activism in the NBA and elsewhere?
I am surprised by how quickly it happened. And how permanent it seems. And I think a lot of the credit goes to women athletes who were out in front of their male counterparts.
Charlie, I have really missed our weekly conversations, but I want to let everybody know that earlier this month, on a Saturday afternoon, out of the blue, you texted me to let me know that Leo Messi had scored a spectacular goal for FC Barcelona against Napoli in the Champions League competition.
Messi teasing Mario Rui and coming up with the ball, Lionel Messi. Oh, he hasn't, has he?
I was shocked, not, of course, that Messi had scored a wonderful goal, but that you were watching the game. Have you, in fact, come to appreciate the sport about which you used to mock me without mercy?
Well, to tell you the truth, Bill, I was so desperate for live sports that I was scrolling through the internet and I said, oh, I've actually heard of FC Barcelona and this Messi guy. Let's see what happens. I still don't understand, by the way, what the difference between the UEFA and the Champions League is.
I want to encourage you to keep watching. You'll get it.
Okay.
Don't worry.
All right.
Finally, Charlie, you have covered sports for other outlets, of course, and of course you've written extensively on subjects other than sports. So I just want to ask you about what your stint on Only a Game has meant to you over the years, and if you can work a fire sign theater line into your answer, so much the better.
Well, oh, now the pressure is very much on. No, it's been, you know, I think I said this, you know, at the time of your retirement, that it's been one of the joys of my life to be part of this program. My Fridays and my Saturday afternoons are going to be very empty without this program. And I think that, you know, I may well be found out there shooting reds and yellows all day.
You're very sleepy.
And I'll be very sleepy.
Charlie Fierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and for almost 27 years, he has joined Only a Game each week at this time. Sadly, he will not be doing that next week. Charlie, thanks for everything, and hey, I won't either, so I guess that's okay.
Thanks, Bill.
That's Only a Game analyst Charlie Pierce talking with Bill Littlefield. Bill was the host of Only a Game for its first 25 years. Now he writes novels no one has published yet.